This is a meditation to connect the grid lines and energetic flows in the Pacific Ocean to the fifth dimensional Earth and to fill all the meridians in the organism known as Ocean of Earth with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. I'm Jane Scarrett and this meditation is being presented on March the 19th. Our presenter next Sunday will be Mickey Kellett. Thank you, all of you, for being here. Please visualize the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean is the largest of the Earth's oceanic divisions, but the ocean is actually one living organism. The Pacific extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Great Southern Ocean, or the Antarctica, in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and the Americas in the east. At 165 million square kilometres, or 64 million square miles in area, this largest division of the world ocean, and in turn the hydrosphere, covers about 46% of the Earth's water surface and about one-third of its total surface area, making it larger than all of the Earth's land area combined. The quantity of small plastic fragments floating in the Northeast Pacific Ocean has increased 100-fold. Marine pollution is a generic term for the harmful entry into the ocean of chemicals or particles. The excess of oxygen-depleting chemicals in the water leads to the creation of a dead zone. Marine debris, also known as marine litter, is human-created waste that has ended up floating in a lake, sea, ocean, or waterway. Oceanic debris tends to accumulate at the centre of ring-like systems of ocean currents that rotate clockwise in the northern hemisphere and anti-clockwise and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere and on the coastlines, frequently washing aground where it is known as beach litter. In addition, the Pacific Ocean has served as a crash site for many satellites. Now, Giuliano has said that we can look on the ocean currents as meridians. Ocean currents flow for great distances and together create a global conveyor belt which plays a dominant role in determining the climate of many of the Earth's regions. The ocean currents influence the temperature of the regions through which they travel. The core program for the planetary species, humans, is within the centre of the Earth. When a group of powerful beings like yourselves go into the centre of the Earth and use this with the highest good, calling on the highest thought forms, the highest energy fields, and particularly when there is a higher divine force present, such as crystals, you will implement a change in the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism overall. The crystals activate powerful energy and thought forms, and whatever is in the program will become activated. At this point, when we are working with the crystal energy field and going to the centre of the Earth, It is an excellent opportunity to program a harmonization energy into the Pacific Ocean that can be radiated to all parts of the ocean of the Earth. The ocean will feel the source of this harmony. This harmony can negate any chain reactions or inevitable links that appear to have been established. It is our intention, with the assistance of Sanat Kumara and the combined energy of four crystals, to place fifth dimensional energy in the veins, ley lines and meridians of the Pacific Ocean to accelerate the healing and harmonization in the ocean organism overall, and to activate the healing powers of the ecosystems and the planetary feedback loop system. Together, we can begin the process of effecting and emanating a new light throughout the meridians in the Pacific Ocean and ocean network. Just to prepare ourselves for this meditation, we will all begin by chanting our wonderful, wonderful mantra of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now, you're all muted, so sing lustily. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Ehiye Asher. Ehiye. We welcome Sanat Kumara to this meditation. So please just merge your energy with him now. We ask the crystal in Vulcan Poas, Costa Rica, to rise and join with us. This crystal clears dissipated blockages and stuck energies in the meridians of the ocean. We ask the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina, to also rise to join us, as this crystal has a deep, raw connection to the core of Gaia and activates the self-healing powers of the ecosystems and powerfully activates the planetary feedback loop system. We welcome the crystal from Serra da Bocaina in Brazil, so the fifth dimension can interact with the third dimension. And finally, we ask the crystal from Copper Canyon in Mexico to rise and link with us to raise the vibration and accelerate the healing and harmonization in the ocean. So let us all now Bring our thoughts into unity with Sanat Kumara, the crystals. And now we ask the Ring of Ascension to link with all of us. There is a core vibration in the center of the earth. Feel yourself drop in a very pleasant way to the center of the earth. This is not the center, as you may think, filled with molten lava and moving plates. This is an etheric center. It is a spiritual center. It is the core that is connected to many cores in the universe. It is connected to the central sun. As we are in this core, it is a huge ball, and we can look out and see the center of the earth, the molten lava and other energies that are there. But we also understand that we're fully protected and in a bubble. Please visualize this and feel yourself drop into the center of the earth. Please focus as Sanat Kumara chants the word for peace, which is also galactic in nature, the word Shalom, into the crystals. Shalom. Shalom. Please assist Sanat Kumara with your thoughts as he connects a special Arcturian corridor from the center core of the Earth to the starship Athena, activating and causing a huge energy input of spiritual harmony in the core of the Earth. Allow and activate this energy to spread through all the veins and ley lines and meridians of the Pacific Ocean and Earth Ocean. Just sink. Sink into the earth. You're sinking into the earth as we're doing this exercise is creating wonderful harmony into the Pacific Ocean and ocean organism. Grid lines and energetic flows are connecting now to the fifth dimensional earth, and all the veins, ley lines and meridians are filled with fifth dimensional harmonizing light. Visualize this. increase the intensity of your thoughts as much as possible. And remember, the Arcturians have set up special programs for us to interact with the etheric crystals so they can synchronize their thoughts and healing energies with ours. Just allow yourself to sink. The Arcturian etheric crystals are part of the new sphere, which is part of the energy field of the Earth. The higher energy going into the new sphere now will go directly to the feedback loop system and to the core of the spirit of the Earth, known as Gaia. And now, let us send one more thought into the new sphere. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Please send this thought now. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the ocean of the earth. Our work is creating a counterbalance. That energy through the crystal energy travels all around the Pacific, interacting telepathically with all the different systems that are involved in supporting and creating this balance for the ocean of the earth. Many different areas need to be shifted in order to create balance and harmony with the whole ocean. The energy moves around the current flow and interacts and influences all of the other places that are in need. And a new balance is created now and will have a powerful effect. Let us now connect with the energy of the whales and dolphins and with our Arcan thought power. We ask them with love to dive to the depths that no one else can reach, to create new meridians along with the ancient meridians, and to please open them up, bypassing the blockages with new segments of meridians. And we will go into a little silence. Rise out of the core of the earth just as you breathe in and breathe out. Find yourself being lifted up from the center back into the room where you began. Sanat Kumara, with your help, has activated harmonization of all current flows in the Pacific, bringing forth a balance in all areas of the ocean in need of assistance. the knowledge that spiritual activity can affect planetary process is coming to the consciousness of many beings now. We thank Sanat Kumara for his assistance and support. We thank the four crystals for their help, and they return now with the help of the Arcturians to their positions on the planet. We thank the Ring of Ascension and know it will take all our thoughts and place them where they're needed. Please ensure you are grounded in your usual way. This meditation in a shorter version will be presented by the Earth Balance team with affirmations of support and love into the earth and the ocean. Thank you all for sharing in this meditation.